From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Landlords could start restricting housing for transgender students. A new bill would allow for single-sex housing off campus based on biological sex. It's sponsored by Republican Representative David Schallenberger, and it would create an exemption in the Utah Fair Housing Act for places with shared rooms or bathrooms. Utah News Dispatch reports right now the restrictions are only allowed in on-campus dorms. Opponents say the bill would go against federal law. It advanced in the House for a second reading this week. Two-time All-Star basketball player Jaren Jackson Jr. is coming to the Utah Jazz. He's also a former NBA Defensive Player of the Year. Andy Larson covers the Jazz for the Salt Lake Tribune. He says they've been the worst defensive team in the league for the last 3 years, and Jackson could help turn that around.
You kind of envision him next to the pieces they already have, like Lauri Markkanen and Walker Kessler. And that's a really tall, big, long front court, which should, you know, fingers crossed, and we'll see how this team develops, but make them into somewhat of a defensive force in the Western Conference.
It's part of an 8-player multi-pick deal with the Memphis Grizzlies. Other players coming to Utah are guard John Conchar, center Jock Landale, and forward Vince Williams Jr. And 4 Utah Jazz players are being transferred to Tennessee. None of them averaged more than about 7 points a game this season. The NBA approved the moves ahead of today's trade deadline. Across the Mountain West, groundwater quietly keeps springs flowing, wetlands alive, and communities going. A new tool aims to show where that hidden water matters most. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Riedel has more.
Nevada is one of the driest states in the country, and many of its plants, wildlife, and communities rely on groundwater to survive. A new online tool maps where that underground water supports ecosystems, and where drought and development are putting pressure on those habitats. Laurel Saito is a researcher with the Nature Conservancy, which developed the tool. She says it's designed to help visualize groundwater systems for managers and the public.
To try to understand better about how climate variability, how different soil types, how different groundwater depths might affect how well a plant does in different parts of Nevada.
She says the tool could be a blueprint for the Mountain West, helping communities plan smarter water use and keep landscapes healthy. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Riedel.
You're listening to KUER News.